Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Yeah, I Said It. And the show is being hosted by yours truly, Lance Williams. Want to give a big shout out to my co-host, Jeff Hartman. We do the show The Standard is the Standard. Jeff also does a fantastic show called The Steelers Burning Question. Also want to give a big shout out to all the other fellow podcasters at BTC. Also big up to all the writers at BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. As you all know, Yeah, I Said It is a controversial show. I try to say the things that Steeler fan is afraid to say. I try to be the conscience of Steeler fan. I know some of you guys don't like what I say because it's controversial. But I want to push the envelope, and I want to push the Steelers in my own particular way. Maybe if I could fire up the fan base could get excited, we can get this organization to start moving. And on this episode of Yeah, I Said It, it's going to hurt me to say this, but Yeah, I Said It. I was rooting for the Patriots to win their sixth Super Bowl. And at the time of this recording, the Patriots have joined the Pittsburgh Steelers in Club Sace, and they have won their sixth Super Bowl with a 13-3 win over the Los Angeles Rams. Watching the Patriots win another championship and tying my beloved Steelers was about as irritating as that piece of meat that gets stuck in between your teeth and you can't find any flaws. It just freaking irritates you all day. And watching Tom Brady play average football and watching Jared Goff, Cal alum, play horrible football and the Patriots win a sixth championship, scoring 13 freaking points, was terrible. But I was actually rooting for them to win. And you guys might ask, why was I rooting for the Patriots to win a sixth Super Bowl championship? And I call myself a Steeler fan. And I'm from the north side of Pittsburgh. And I'm from the same community of the Rooney family. And that my grandfather knew the Chief and gambled with the Chief and knew the Chief well. That's how far my roots go back. That a long family friend, God rest the dead, Bill Nunn Jr., was best friends with Art Rooney II. That's how far my Steeler roots go. It's rooted in my DNA. But at the same time, I was happy to see the Patriots get to six because the Steelers are standing still. And if they don't wake up anytime soon, that monster up north, that it seems like they've gone to 20 straight AFC championships, Brady's won six Super Bowls. If there's any question if he's the GOAT quarterback, there should be none. And the guy's won six Super Bowls. They've been to a gazillion AFC championships. They've been to 11 Super Bowls. It seems like they win 15 games, 20 games a season, every single season. It's Patriots over and over and over and over again. They've accomplished what the Steelers took it since 1933, since the 2000s. This is a dynasty that we may never see again. If this does not motivate the Pittsburgh Steelers to possibly try to do it a different way, I don't know what will. I'm tired of seeing bad challenges. I'm tired of seeing the Steelers lose to inferior teams. I'm tired of the drama. I'm tired of AB. I'm obviously tired of obviously. I'm tired of Le'Veon Bell. I'm tired of all the shenanigans. And I'm tired of watching the Patriots win every single season, even in a year where the Steelers finally beat the Patriots, it still doesn't matter. It seems like this franchise always one-ups the Steelers. This is frustrating. And if I sound this frustrated, I'm hoping that the organization is 5,000, or I should say 6,000 times more frustrated than I am watching another AFC team eclipse you. And now there's an argument of who's the greatest franchise in history. Is it the Steelers? Is it the Patriots? Lil Bruh has now become Big Bruh. Big Bruh beat up Lil Bruh every year. Big Bruh get Lil back. Big Bruh beat up Lil Bruh some more. Big Brother start eating his carrots and his vegetables and his mashed potatoes and his liver and his gravy. Big Lil Bruh start getting bigger. Big Bruh stop growing. Lil Bruh get bigger. And now in 2019, all of a sudden, Lil Bruh is looking Big Bruh right in the eye saying, I got 6'2", and the race to 7 is on. And like my great co-host Jeff Hartman said on The Burning Question, when he asked the question, who's going to reach 7 quicker, the Patriots or the Steelers? Y'all know the answer. Why? Because the Pittsburgh Steelers are stuck in this way. Whatever this way is, whatever the way is that they think it is, they better figure out a different way, because that animal up north in Boston, in Foxborough, don't give a rat's. They trying to get the 7. And that GOAT quarterback up there, that 6th rounder from the University of Michigan, is saying, F your couch, Steelers. Lil Bruh is in the building. Bow down. We about to get 7, and we about to have the most Super Bowls. So what is Steeler Nation going to do? And that's why I was hoping that the Pats won their 6th. That maybe it'll motivate this franchise to start doing stuff differently. Maybe it'll make this franchise move up in the 1st round and get a ball player that can actually make them win a championship. And let me tease my next episode of Yeah, I Said It. Maybe they do something controversial and go out and get a running back out there that had a little bit of issues in a hotel, that if you teamed him with the Terminator, the Steelers would have the best backfield in the AFC. Maybe the Steelers need to do something different and maybe get rid of that coach that obviously can't win challenges. Whatever it is, the Steelers need to figure it out, because obviously what they're doing right now, it ain't good enough. They need to do what that team is doing up north, and that's winning championships and kicking your fanny and your tail each and every season. I don't believe in moral victories. And even when the Steelers beat them, they still come out on top. Steeler organization, Steeler fans, let's hold this organization to the fire. What will it take? I hope, I'm just frustrated. What's it going to take to jog AR2? AB wasn't the distraction. Well, what was he? This ain't good enough. And being on the perch of 6 championships, how does it feel when somebody else got 6 championships? Spygate, Deflategate, take that gate. I got 6 too. Unfortunately, my big brother is a Pats fan. Big up to him. No longer can I say, get your rings up. No longer can Steeler fan or Steeler Nation walk around with the hubris of having the most championship. That all don't mean nothing no more. Hopefully, the Patriots winning their 6th championship and watching this average team win a championship will motivate the Steelers to get off their fanny, change whatever they interpret the Steeler way is, and get better and get after it. Because the race to 7 is on. But like Jeff said, if you look at these organizations, this Steeler team is a mess. Who you think's going to get the 7 first? Let's just admit it. And I said that too. I probably think the Patriots will get the 7 first. Why wouldn't they repeat? It's rinse, repeat with them. Execute, no controversy. Go out and win football games. Do it at all costs. Steelers, rinse, repeat, some mythical way, deal with knuckleheads, obviously lose to inferior teams. Rinse, repeat. So yeah, that's why I was rooting for the Patriots to win a 6th Super Bowl, and yeah, I said it. And with that, we're going to conclude the program. As always, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Yeah, sometimes this program is going to hurt, but it needs to hurt because it hurts to watch the Patriots get a 6th Super Bowl championship. And yeah, I said it, I was rooting for them, and maybe this will jog the Steelers to get out of their comfort zone and do something to get back into the race legitimately in the chase for championships. But that, we're out of here, and as always, tune in, tell a friend, and subscribe.